tame our feelings. And as Dawn left us with feeling our life in the last session. For me, somehow along the way of being a product of growing up in a dysfunctional home and a disease of alcoholism, I learned not to talk and to trust, and certainly not to feel. No one had actually told me not to do these things. Somehow I acquired a fear of feeling, and I lived from my head. I stuffed and lived in a narrow range of any feeling, perhaps even a low grade of depression. This was a removal of feelings and from my repertoire. I did not give myself permission to feel. I did not enjoy life fully. I lived in an illusion of safety. And I allowed others to determine how I felt. Even the weather, the seasons, or those in my workplace. What a letdown. I expected others to make me happy and to fill my needs. So a pattern was created. I recall hearing an audio Al-Anon speaker early on in my Al-Anon days. And I'll quote. When I came through the doors of Al-Anon, I was emotionally drunk. I did not like hearing those words. That was a comparison to me, to my dad. However, I know as I slowly came out of the crippling fog of denial, I knew that I was emotionally a wreck. Al-Anon has given me some tools in recovery to help and sort out, to actually know what a feeling may be and to name it. A quote from September 12th of Hope for Today. I can still hear my sponsor's voice as she suggested, I feel my feelings. Trusting her, I obediently began to feel. Uncomfortable emotions surfaced. I thought I had come to Al-Anon to get rid of the pain, not to increase it. And I'll pass it on to Louise.
I need the stool. It's not very often that I'm actually taller than the people in front of me, so this is kind of nice. I'm Louise, and I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. You know, my experience with feelings is very similar to Lynn's. When I look back, my repertoire of feelings is kind of a bit, it's almost laughable now when I think about it, because it was very narrow, very small. I was good, pretty good, not too good, okay. I was bad, or not too bad. Now, isn't that a great repertoire of how do you feel today? I could also kind of relate to happy, because happy was kind of pretty good, right? And sad was not so good, okay? Safe, unsafe, I could kind of get a handle on. But many of them I could not describe. No? I didn't have a handle on them. I used the words, but I didn't have a handle on them. You know, in my life, my feelings were kind of undercover. They felt foreign to me. They were outside of me. So I had to keep tight reins on them. You know, I grew up in that don't feel realm, okay? Because I really didn't know who was around me who could help me with them. So that meant then I better just hang on to them, maybe hide them somewhere. So it's like the image for me was I put each one in their little can, and I put them on the shelf in the closet, and I closed the door, okay? And sometimes I go in because I want to make sure they're still there, but I only left a little bit, you know, enough that I could keep control, okay? Because I did not know what the highs would be or the lows. You know, the highs, I in my world, I couldn't guarantee those highs would continue. So, you know, and we always talk about that, you know, waiting for the next shoe to drop, right? And so I couldn't enjoy them, and I didn't really want them because of that. And then if I let out too much of some of the other feelings, I didn't know if I could get out of them, you know? So here we are, that nice little narrow, non-living place to be, you know? So, I have found, and I think Lynn too, that the process of naming, claiming, and taming our feelings was helpful, okay? And I have a good friend who's here who likes to define things. And so I thought, so let's start from there, okay? So feelings. And this is interesting because even when I looked this up, I thought, well, that makes it something I can handle. Because what I found was feelings are personal responses that are acquired through experience and triggered by an external event. And here all this time, I thought this stuff just happened to me. but it's an experience that I've learned in the past, right? That's how I react emotionally. And it's triggered by something outside of me. So I'm not a bad person because I have feelings I can't handle. It happens. It's a trigger. Okay. So we'll start from there. And then we'll start from naming. Okay. So naming. Interesting. What's in a name? Okay. I found the definition. It's word or words by which an entity, which could be a person, place, thing, or an experience, is set apart from others and is known. Huh, known. Some of us didn't really know some of those things, you know? So I'm going to start. Oh, I'll turn this one on. Okay, so I want to look at what's in a name. So the easiest way I thought was to start. maybe not. We'll start with a person's name. What does it mean, okay? So I've known Lynn for 6 years, okay? I met her when she arrived in our group as a newcomer, okay? So so that I started, I knew that. Okay, so she's a newcomer. Now, at that meeting, I know that she probably has some pain, and I know that she wants some help. Now, if there were two newcomers at that meeting, I might not know her face because I might not remember that, right? So at that time, that's what I know about Lynn. Not too much, right? It's pretty generic. If you give it a color, it's probably beige or gray. Hmm? Okay? Sorry, Lynn. You are never beige or gray. But, you know, something starts to happen because Lynn starts to tell her story, okay? And I start to listen. And we start to connect a little bit, right? Because as I listen, I get engaged with her story. So her story, I start to find out that, you know, she's got some specific struggles, okay? She's got a lot of courage, you know, with what she's done. I start to learn a little bit more about maybe some of her likes, like movies and popcorn and ice cream floats. So we share some commonalities, okay? I start to learn some of the things she does not like, you know? I start to learn a little bit about her family, okay? And her experiences. friends, okay? And the more I know her, you know, I really start to know all these things, okay? So if Lynn had called me after the newcomers meeting or send me a text and I saw her name on my phone, it's a different thing than when Lynn calls me now, okay? Because now when I see her name on my phone, this is what I see, okay? I have such a different picture of who she is, okay? So that's what we're going to do with feelings, okay? And we're going to do it a little backwards, and I'll explain that that's just the way we're going to do it right now. But I'll talk about that after. Okay, so on your tables, you have a nice neon sheet, right? And somebody has a paper, right? Or a pen. So, you know, somebody can maybe jot down for you or not, or you can just, you know, talk about it and come up with ideas. In the middle circle, you will write nervous. Okay? Nervous. That's something I think we can all pretty much get a little bit of a handle on, nervous. Those of us who have been presenting, we understand nervous today. Okay? So you'll write nervous. Now, I just want you to take about 30 seconds just to, in your own mind, if it helps to close your eyes, fine. I want you to go back to a time when you were nervous, when you felt nervous. Okay? It can be recent or it could be in the past, but it's, you know, something that you know you were nervous then. Okay? So I want you to think of that time, and I want you to go back to the experience of it. All right? So just take a few seconds, go back, be there, feel it again. Okay, so are we there? Okay. So on your papers in the first circle, I want you to think, how did it feel in your body? Okay? So what kind of physical sensations? Just talk them out, add them in, you know, share what you experience. Remember, not all of you are going to have the same thing. So what you're going to create is like a collage more than a just a personal experience, okay? Okay? So spend a little bit. Toss that out. Okay? It can be a low level of... So we get a little... Okay. Okay.
It's going to take people some time, but we're good.
We're good. Okay, so about to about 11:20, 25. Okay. Okay. Okay, where am I? Okay, so you have a few things in your in your circles? Okay. I'll just get a little bit of feedback. What are some of the things? One thing we'll just quickly kind of go through the tables. One thing.
Having trouble breathing.
Pardon?
Fidgety.
Okay.
Anxious.
Mickey, what are you, Sharon?
Butterflies.
Butterflies, okay. Okay, okay.
Racing heart.
Mm-hmm. Shelley? Pardon?
Hypervigilant.
Okay, and the table way at the back. Lightheadedness. Okay. Table at the back over there. Dry mouth. Okay. Fight or flight, good, okay.
Sweaty.
Sweaty, okay. I was going to say, I hope somebody, well, I'm the only one that, whose armpits, which but you can see there's difference. See, dry mouth, sweaty armpits, right? I mean, we are very, no, they don't always go together or anything. But it is. It's unique, right? But we can appreciate that we each experience it a little bit differently, okay? So we're starting to see that. So in your next one, okay, so what's going on with your thinking, guys? Okay, what's happening in your mind and your thinking? Okay. Okay, just talk about it a little bit, okay? Yeah, okay. Okay, let's see what you came up with that. Because on my sheet was, are you thinking? And if you are, what are you thinking? So a few ideas. We'll start at this table, one idea. Worst outcome, okay.
Avoiding and stuffing.
One. Far table. And?
Mental blank,
okay, good. The back table in the middle, Shelley.
Yeah.
Paranoia, good, okay.
Self-awareness
is gone, okay, okay. Karen, you're...
We got to thinking in a loop, like just keep repeating and repeating and not...
I get that. I'm in... I was in the loop from the time I left last night till I got here. Yeah, just over and over again. Okay, Sharon? Yeah, false sense of urgency. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
We wrote confusion. The squirrels are out of the cage.
The squirrels are out of the cage. Good. Okay. Yeah.
Replaying scenarios.
Yep. Yeah.
Self doubt.
Mm-hmm. Mike, your table. Inadequate. Okay. So I'm going to ask you, when you're nervous, does your higher power come into this at all? Do you have a connection? Any connection with your higher power? No. Okay. That's interesting because sometimes we do. Okay. Sometimes I do, because in my head I'm going, help, help, you know, like I don't know what to do here, you know, get me through this, you know. So it's interesting, though, sometimes in heightened feeling states, we're not really in touch, okay? Okay. Now, normally we would say, okay, if I said describe a feeling, that's about as far as we go, right? What's going on in my body? How am I thinking? End of it. That's my feeling. I'm going to take it a little further, and this is where you get to have some fun with this too, okay? Is, first of all, there's this big, big circle, and you can make as many circles as you want, but I want you to just think here, intensity. Think about your situation, and on a scale of 1 to 10, how intense was your feeling, okay? Now, that's an individual thing, okay? But if you were doing it, trying to figure out a feeling, then you need to know how intense it is for you, okay? And the other piece of that, when you put your number down, is yes or no, did the intensity match what happened or what's going to happen? Okay? Because sometimes our reality is not really our reality. You know, I'll give you an example. My nervous event that I was thinking of is I went to the dentist in April, okay? After a long period of not going to see a dentist, several years. And I won't tell you how many years, just suffice it to say that when I go into the dentist, they look for my information in the dead files, okay? So that's where it was, right? So, and in the definition, it's triggered, you know, it's learned. I have very bad memories of dentists. So I am sitting, I gave my intensity for nervousness. Because nervousness often is the lower end of fear, right? You know, like I was just about at fear, but it was nervousness. I gave it an 8, okay? Now I'll give you the picture that goes with that. I'm sitting in the dentist, in the chair, okay, in my little cubicle. I'm in the chair, and I'm a nervous, so my foot's tapping, and I have my hands on the whatever, you know? Yeah, the armrest, and I'm white-knuckled. And the thing is, I'm the only one in there, okay? There is no dentist, there is no hygienist, nobody, just me. I'm white-knuckled. And I give it an 8, right? I'm not there for dental surgery or anything. I'm there for a dental checkup, okay? Now, is an 8 really, it does not match, right? Because when I do my research and I can calm down, I know that nobody has had serious complications or has died having a dental checkup. Okay, so it doesn't match, right? So, and often it doesn't match for us, okay? So that's something just to keep in mind. Now you're gonna draw pictures. What is nervous like? It's like, and there's a whole, number of places you can draw from. Nature, okay? Is nervous like hearing thunder in the background? Okay? Things like that, okay? So pictures can come from nature. They can come from the animals, you know? If you have pets, we had a dog that would start to get agitated out in the dog run. She'd start just running and running and running, couldn't wait to get in and go hide under a bed. About 2 to 3 hours before the storm came, you know? So she was so nervous, hey? It can be from movies, music, books, a scene in a movie, music from a movie, or a piece of music. There's one that I kind of relate to, and I don't know if any, I think it's called The Flight of the Bumblebee. Do you, some of you know that, you know? And I won't put you through much of my voice. However, it kind of goes, you know, okay, that's me when I'm nervous. Just going crazy. So you're gonna come up with pictures. It can come from your senses, like touch, hearing. So, you know, hearing. You hear a noise, it's like a noise where that noise shouldn't be, you know? From smell, textures, you know, I don't wear wool very well. So for me, nervousness is like a scratchy wool sweater on, because I just, you know, I just start to do this and I can't stop, you know? So I want you to come up with some pictures. It's like, go back to your memories, okay? Can be memories. There's all these places. So try to come, there's no right and wrong here. Whatever comes into your mind, put it down, okay? If that's kind of a picture that will fit, okay? Oh, and color. Color. Does nervousness have a color for you? Okay? And why would that be? You know? Okay? Okay. Did I cover this? I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you had to say.
Okay, everybody. Let's stop there. I think you're on a roll, but that's okay. That's a good place to stop. So from each table, one again, and we'll start over here. A rat running through a restaurant. Okay. Sharon, your table, Sharon? One? Pardon? Being bullied, okay. Pardon? Oh, yeah, police lights and siren. Good, good. So it could, if everybody could be quiet so we can hear what some... Compulsively cleaning. Okay, yeah. Oh, asking to be the one to fill out the chart. Yeah. Wearing a straitjacket. Awesome. Good. Mickey? So, the wild rhino alias rubber ducky. Okay.
When that switch happens, that moment kicks in, I just imagine great big cymbals clashing.
Okay, cymbals. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good. Driving through a snowstorm. Yeah, okay. Okay, being on a horse you can't hold back. Okay, Mike? Sorry. Oh, yeah, your most precious Christmas ornament falling off the tree. Okay, so you see what it's like, right? And sometimes the more you play with it, the more it's like this. What I'm feeling, it's like this, it's like this, it's like that, okay? The more ways you can describe it, the better you understand it, okay? You understand it. And the better you are at then moving on to claiming it, okay? Because what you've just done, I mean, obviously you did them in groups, but if you took this approach and reversed it, like instead of starting with something here, is, you know, when you have those times when you don't know what you're feeling, huh? And you just get up and you just are out of sorts. Take the paper and start. What do I feel in my body? What's my thinking like right now? And it feels like, okay? And then once you do that and you get some stuff down, you say, you know, I think This is the name of the feeling. Okay? Okay? And the more you do it, the more clear it becomes. And sometimes what it is, what happens is that you think you feel a certain thing, and when you do this, you realize, no, it's not really that, it's something else. Okay? Okay? So it's about awareness. Okay? And okay, so we're good there? So I'm such, poor Lynn, she's sitting there so waiting to do her part. And long-winded me is going on. So we'll move to claiming then, because that's yours, okay? And when you do that, you have just described your experience, nobody else's, yours, okay? So then what you have to do is claim it. It's mine, okay? It's my experience. And that's really important, because unless you make it yours, okay, and say that this is like, okay, well, I forgot my definition, is an assertion of the truth of something, typically something that has been disputed or in doubt. Okay? And really, many times we are in doubt as to what it is we're feeling. Okay? But we make that and we say, this is what nervous is for me, okay? And we claim it. Claim it also involves, well, it involves acceptance that this is what it is for me, okay? And ownership, okay? So, when I say we, in claiming, we're talking about what we believe to be true, okay? About the feeling. And these are some of the things that come with that for us, for Lynn and I, that we felt were the truths and what we found in the literature, okay? Feelings are real, okay? And some people would say, oh, well, of course they are. Well, why is it we deny them? I was at a counselor before I came to Al-Anon, and the second meeting, she says to me, you know, it's good to see you. You were very angry when you came last week. And I said to her, I was not angry, and I'm not angry today. Okay. Okay. Well, you know, yeah, denial, right? We do that sometimes. And it's not conscious, and it's not on purpose. It's just sometimes we just are so out of touch. And I was at that time extremely out of touch. Feelings are not good or bad, okay? They are reactions, okay? They're emotional reactions to something outside of us. So it's not about, but you know, we often say, well, I want those bad feelings gone, right? But they're not good or bad, okay? They're not facts. They're not facts. So they're not shortcomings or enemies to be gotten rid of, okay? And I think that's really important, because so often, when we do our step four and we come up with our list of shortcomings, we'll have, I just don't want to be resentful anymore, and I don't want to be angry. Well, it's not about wanting to take that out, but it's about being able to manage it in your life, okay? And on the positive side, feelings are part of what makes us human, you know? They give color to our life, you know? It is so important. They serve a purpose. Sometimes it's a warning. Sometimes it's a time to say, you know, I'm feeling this. I think I'm going through some change, you know. Or it is just that I need to enjoy the absolute beauty of life around me, you know, and do it. And I think the important thing is that there is change, okay? Change is possible. So now I'm done, and Lynn will talk about the next phase, okay?
Thanks, Louise. I'll go here for now. Okay. Thanks. So what do we do with this named and claimed feeling or feelings, which continue to overpower us and overwhelm us? So a definition again. Of taming. Taming, in definition, is to make less powerful and easier to control, toning it down, softening it. Taming is actually an action in moving forward. So our goal in taming is to live a more full and balanced life. So the sorting out continues. I want you to think about this in two parts. The first part is to go back to your nervous fluorescent sheets. And in terms of that experience, what are some of the actions you can use to tone down and soften and to make that feeling of nervousness less powerful and much easier to control? Second part, actions that you can use to add to your taming Al-Anon toolbox. What Al-Anon tools have you acquired to be very helpful in your efforts to manage on a daily basis with your feelings? So, a few minutes to do that. What are some of your specific actions that may be in toning down or softening this or these feelings? And what these actions can be for you in the action of moving forward. Okay, I'm going to call you back. Welcome back. Okay, so we're going to open up the floor and we'll go around the tables like we did before. And I want you to just tell us a couple of those actions that you maybe have added to your toolbox. And we'll start with the very back table. Mike. Thank you. Tammy?
Dancing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Reaching out, getting outside of my cabin.
Dancing, reaching out, and getting out outside of herself. This table? Sharon? Dawn? Honoring them and asking them what they're telling, asking those feelings what they're telling me. Okay. Next table.
Oh, unclenched jaw.
Unclenched jaw. Good. Breathing. Yes, we breathe from here up, right? If we breathe. Yeah, it's true. Sharon's table. Ah, slogans, this too shall pass. Shelley? Sorry? Ah, self-care. Thank you. Back table here on the right.
Journaling.
Journaling. Name, claim, and then dump it. I don't know if the rest of you heard. What is the worst case scenario is what was said as well. This table.
Attending the relief that will come from attending the next meeting.
meditation and thinking about attending that next meeting. Okay, thank you. Yes, Dawn.
Ask God for help.
Ask God for help. Awesome. Oh, good for you, Bill. You've moved right along in this program. All right, so we'll flip the page because, you know, Louise and I did a little brainstorming on our own, so we have a lot more to add. And you've all got them and you know them. Be attentive to your physical alerts. Stop and breathe. And the slogans, of course. And maintain that contact with our higher power through prayer and meditation. Surrender. Set boundaries. Be in the moment. Live in reality rather than in illusion. The self-care activities. Rest, good food, exercise, and fun. The journaling. Go to meetings, get a sponsor, and work the steps. Stop and think. Again, conscious contact, prayer. Have a sponsor and call your sponsor or talk it through with someone else that's in the program. Letting go. And working towards wholeness, W-H-O-L-E. And moving from our head to our heart. And opening our hearts to fullness of life in a life-giving way and living life. So, a synopsis. Naming was looking at more ways to describe a feeling, and the more accurate one can understand is in naming it awareness. Claiming, only we can choose to accept our feelings. Our feelings are real and will always be a part of our being. Taming, taking action to soften our feeling, to make less powerful, more balanced, and fulfilling. Opening our hearts to a wholesome life. And Louise will read from Courage Today, September 26th. 270, I think.
Okay. This reading, when we came across it in September, we thought we have to just make sure we remember this because it kind of says it all. Okay. When I first came to Al-Anon, I thought that anger, resentment, jealousy, and fear were bad feelings. The program has helped me to learn that feelings are neither good nor bad. They are simply a part of who I am. I have come to realize that good has sometimes come as a result of these feelings. Anger has prompted some constructive changes in my life. Resentment has made me so uncomfortable that I've had to learn to combat it. And as a result, I've learned to pray for other people. Jealousy has taught me to keep my mouth shut when I know I will say only irrational, destructive things. And fear has been perhaps my greatest gift because it forces me to make conscious contact with my higher power. Now that the negative has become the positive, I am better able to accept the whole picture. There is no more need to judge or hate myself just because I experience a human feeling. And a reminder, feelings may not be comfortable, but that does not make them bad. With a change of attitude, I have choice about what to do with my feelings. Anything can be used for my good if I allow it. Recognizing this opportunity may take every ounce of imagination I have, but maybe that's why God gave me imagination to begin with. My feelings are neither right nor wrong, but are important by virtue of being mine.
Thanks, Louise. So our goal is to live a full and balanced life, and in adding a further dimension to our life, one feeling at a time, to change the color from beige and gray and black to a colorful, joyful, and enhanced life. So in closing, so for me, in my experience, strength, and hope. I choose to continue journaling. I may ask myself a question. How am I feeling? It's okay to ask that question every day. I may need to stop, to sit in it, and to sit in the stillness, to rest in the care of my higher power, and to be in the moment, and to be present in the presence. I need to give myself permission to take a positive risk in moving forward. I have learned that befriending a feeling is an opportunity to identify what is and what was real. Also an opportunity to grow, to even mature, and to work through the feeling, a discovery of who I am, and that I do have an identity, and that it is okay to feel, and then to get to know my true self. I need to honor myself and to do the work and to love myself this day. My personal goal today is to be whole, whole, in a life-giving way. So we have prepared some handouts, and you can just come and pick one up if you wish. So the handouts will be on the front table. And I want to thank you, and I wish you much goodness upon each of you. And I want to thank you for your participation. It was amazing. And particularly a thank you to my assistant, Louise.
I just... I just wanted to leave you with just a thought. I have this little rock at home that says, with our thoughts, we create our world. And I would add, and with our heart, we live in it. Thank you.